Welcome to another Car Unload Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, how are you, mate?
Well, I'm back at work now. I'm obviously struggling with COVID, so we had to do a few podcasts separate on the phone, and now we're back face-to-face, but I am wearing a mask for anyone listening just in case, because I don't want older people. You've got to look after the older generation, because we know that older people who get COVID can be at risk, so I'm making sure I look after you, mate. So I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. But the thing is, I'm not sure. I reckon the mask makes you look better, mate.
Well, I feel like Darth Vader.
You sound...
I am your father.
No worries, Dad.
But I was thinking, we have not spoken about the BLG for a while. Typically, we used to do one at the beginning of the season, which has come and gone, of course. But you would, in at least my mind, famously predict the top four in the netball and the football, and who you thought might be in the grand final, which I think last year you got right again. But you're the man who knows a fair bit about the BLG, so fill me in on what's been happening.
Well, look, we're a third of the way through the season. Willesden are undefeated, including a win over South at South, but that was South kicked that game away.
Now, Willesden and South were in the grand final last year.
Yes.
And South knocked them off.
Yeah, and that was their first premiership.
It was a bit of a surprise, wasn't it?
No, South were favourites, but they were like 9 goals down early in the second quarter, and then they fought back. And it's a great game of footy. And the thing was, that was South's first flag since like 1993 or something, whereas Willesden haven't won a flag since 1999. So it was a great grand final to give one of the teams their first flag in the 21st century.
And now they're both still on top.
Yeah. Well, Willesden are 5-0 and South are four wins and one loss to Willesden. But those two teams have had some really big wins. And I was looking at South. They kicked 26-19, 175 to Central, 10-9, 69 on Anzac Day. And then they lost to Willesden, and then they had the bye, and then they came back and beat Kapunda again, 26-19, 175, and Kapunda got 7-11, 53. So South obviously...
they're kicking some big scores.
Yeah, they are. They're obviously a high-scoring team, but Willesden are probably a little bit better defensive team, and I think with that mix, they probably sort of made South struggle a bit.
So what was the score you mentioned just before in the grand final replay?
Oh, look... at the end, I think South won by maybe 2 goals. It was getting close. I mean, South got about 3 goals up late in the game, and then Willesden got a couple of late goals. So it was like 5, 6, 7 points, something like that.
Okay.
So this year, I reckon Willesden and South are Monties to make the grand final by the scores I've seen. And
what you're saying is Willesden South grand final again.
I believe so.
Replay of last year.
Got to watch out.
I'm just going to write this down.
Okay, you've got to watch out for Tanunda, because Tanunda's still got like Kirkwood and they've got Colcorn. They were two good players to Sturt. So, you know, and if the West Off brothers come back, Tanunda would be up there as well.
Okay, so let us know, what's the premiership table looking like right now?
Well, it's Willesden, South, Newry, Tanunda, Barossa, Central, Angaston, Kapunda, Freeling.
So who's got no chance of making the final? Who are you going to say from the list really is struggling right now, a third of the way in?
Freeling and Kapunda.
Freeling and Kapunda.
Freeling, no chance. Kapunda, they'd have to get on a winning streak.
Okay, so top four. Let's go now. We've got Willesden South. You're saying grand final.
Yep.
Who are your – I'll give you two more for third and fourth, and then one dark horse.
Okay, Newry and Tanunda, probably, you know, like Newry beat Tanunda, but if Tanunda at full strength, I reckon they can beat Newry. So 3 and 4 will be out of those two, I reckon.
Yep. Who's your dark horse?
Well, I've been pretty impressed with Barossa. They've been down near the bottom for a few years, but they're 3-2, 3 wins, 2 losses, so they're a chance.
All right, I've got that down. I've got that to come back to later in the year.
And Freeling will probably win the wooden spoon.
You got Freeling for the wooden spoon. Well, they're probably not impressed about that.
No, well, they've just got they pulled out of a season 2 years ago, and then
with COVID, didn't they?
Yeah.
They didn't play that season. So you got to feel for. I mean, I always feel for any club that is doing it hard, because you know we know damn well there's going to be a lot of people there working really hard to try and get a club, get the club running, get teams out every week and do the best job, and we can sit back and look at the results, but we've also got to appreciate the hard work that people do for the local clubs.
Well, I see Scott Dutsky's still out there. I mean, he's just a magic person for the club. And I suppose they're just lacking a little bit of experience. If they could just pick up maybe five recruits around the place, just good footballers, not stunning footballers, but just good average footballers, I reckon they'd be a lot more competitive.
Yeah, well, it's always tough. If you've been struggling a bit, it's sometimes hard to attract players, isn't it? And, of course, a lot of to do with finances too, we know in the BLG, but a lot of the regional or country footy leagues, if the teams that have got some money behind them can, of course, bring in some better players.
Yeah, well, when you look at the percentage, they work the percentage out the AFL way, where it's, you can get the top 10's got 173%, which is unheard of in the SNFL type percentages, which is always out of 100%. But Williston 173, South 168, Newry 144, and then it drops off. Toondah 113, Barossa just 100%, and all the bottom four teams all under 100. So that's a good indicator of the scoring power of the teams.
Yeah, and so how about netball? Have you got some information about how the netball girls are doing?
Yeah, it's sort of the other week ago, I saw Kapunda was struggling, but up the top, you had teams like Barossa District and South were undefeated, but in round six, Kapunda actually beat South, so Barossa's the only undefeated team now. They've got the five wins, South got four, Central got four, Newry and Angleston have got six each, Freeling, Kapunda have got two wins, Williston have got one win, and Toondah down the bottom. So it's a bit of a surprise to see Williston down there a bit. You always see Freeling sort of around the mark. Angleston is another up-and-coming team over the last few years. Same as sort of like Newry. Newry and Angleston used to be two of the bottom teams. So it's good that they're sort of coming up. But I think at the end of the day, it's going to be South Barossa, Central and Kapunda.
South Barossa, Centrals and Kapunda, you said?
I think so.
Who was in the grand final last year? Can you remember?
No, I can't recall. I went and watched the football, but I've been a little bit out of touch last year. I mean, with COVID-19 and that.
You've been a busy man. You're doing your masters at uni and you've got a fair bit on your plate. But of course, back in the days when you were the main man at the Bunyip, you were the walking encyclopedia of the BLG.
Well, talking about that, the great Bunyip, the local paper, which is a fantastic sort of production to have that and see all the scores every week. But they've had a change of staff recently, and they've got this new guy on doing the sports who sort of isn't from the area. And I've noticed he called Williston the Demons, and I noticed.
Well, what are the names of all the like?
Well, Williston are the.
What do you call it? Like, what do you call the name? The nick? It's not a nickname. What is it?
The moniker, it's just moniker? What they're known as. I mean, Williston.
Like the Crow, Adelaide Crows.
Yeah, Williston Donnybrooks.
My understanding, Donnybrook is a fight.
Well, Donnybrook is.
Is that right? If you're in a Donnybrook, you're in a fight.
Yeah, yeah.
So like a boxer, like a fighter?
Well, Emlyn is a big, muscular man with the top.
Donnybrook is like, and that's a pretty old term, isn't it?
It is. But then again, it's been going for as long as I can remember. But
well, that's what I mean. It's a pretty old
term. Just to go through them, South Caller, they're the Lions. By the way, I can understand him calling Williston the Demons because they're the same colour as Melbourne. Yeah. So he's obviously put his AFL thinking cap on with that. But, yeah, a bit disappointed that they are the Donnybrooks. South Caller are the Lions. Newry Upter are the Tigers. Toondah are the Magpies. Barossa District are the Bulldogs. Gawler Central are the Tigers. Kapunda are the Bombers, and Freeling, they're the Redlegs. Now,
Redlegs.
Angleston, do you know what Angleston are?
I do know that. They're a big cat.
Yeah, the Panthers.
And they're not a tiger.
No.
Or a leopard.
They're the Panthers.
They're
but
the Panthers.
In the Bunyip, I see they're calling them the Roos now. I wonder if they change their name to the Kangaroos.
Well, it's possible.
Yeah, because they're like, their colours are like North Melbourne. So, again, we're infiltrated with AFL all the time. So I suppose people think, oh, they're blue and white, they're the Kangaroos. Oh, they're red and blue, they're the Demons. But, in South Australia, I mean, the red and blue team are the Redlegs.
They are.
Same as Freeland.
Not the Demons.
No.
Even though the Demons are doing very well in the AFL.
I'm just, you know, I know a mate of mine that whenever he writes footy articles, he always writes what the nickname is. So he introduces them, for argument's sake, though, Gawler Central and Eurypta. Then he goes through, and every time he refers to the club, he always calls them their nickname. So when Gawler Central playing Eurypta, can you imagine the nightmare? The Tigers did this, and then the Tigers came back, and then the Tigers did this.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? And it's always interesting to know the history of where the name actually came from. Like, because, like, you talk about the infiltration of the AFL, but of course, some of these teams have been playing football and netball for a very long time, haven't they?
Well, yeah, back in 1987, they combined the Gawler District Footy League and the Boston Light Football League. So, as a consequence of that, you know, like Williamstown Boston District, you know, they came in, Gawler Central, South Gawler. And Williston all came in, and you know, it just sort of, you know, both clubs, Eurypta and Gawler Central, been going for a long time, so I suppose it was a bit difficult for them to change their name.
We just don't want to, do you? So, I mean, clubs, you know, even when clubs are on their last legs, as I said before, there's always people that will just not quit, will they? They want to keep that club going, they want to keep it alive, and of course, So they just don't want to give up their name, and you understand it, because if you have been the Tigers for that period of time, that long, long period of time, that's part of your club history, of course, why would you want to give it up? Why would you change?
Well, you know, there's a club called Hamley Bridge, which play out in the Adelaide Plain Football League. They used to be in the Gawler competition back in the day in the 60s and maybe the early 70s. They were always black and white, and the Magpies, but nowadays they're black and red and the Bombers. So teams do change sometimes.
Well, sometimes you have to if you want to keep going, don't you? But it's always a tough thing. I know, and you would know too, being part of clubs and committees and so on, when those type of things come up, there's a lot of really strong arguments for and against. And, of course, history in sport is so critical.
Yeah, look, I remember when, just in baseball, my club was Central Districts and they amalgamated with Golden Grove. And I remember at the time they wanted to call them Golden Grove Central District's Dodgers. Now, that's Golden Grove Dodgers and Central District Bulldogs. My suggestion was to call them Golden Grove Bulldogs or Central District Dodgers. But I got outvoted and they said, oh, no one will ever forget Centrals. But nowadays, everyone calls them Golden Grove Dodgers.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happens. So over time, of course, you'll remember that because you're around, but, of course, the new generation won't.
And then if you go into the football leagues, now, we spoke about Barossa Districts. Now, they were Williamstown and Lindot, they amalgamated. But you go out further into the country, just about more than 50, 60% of the teams are amalgamation of teams that used to be rivals.
Enemies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, unbelievable.
I know you drive, when you go, we've talked about this before, when you're out driving and you're going through some of these small country towns and you see the footy oval, and I always have a look at the, you know, what's the club grounds look like? Is there a grandstand? Can I see a name? And so, yeah, it's always an important part of a country town.
Well, you know, my wife Sarah and myself, we went for a drive the other day up to Woodside, and you know, going through certain towns like Lobethal and Handorf and towns like this, and seeing their footy ovals, they're sort of like almost heritage listed. They should be, because they're a wonderful part of each town.
Yeah, there are some beautiful grounds around. And also, as you say, some of the grandstands and buildings, maybe that would be a good book, actually, wouldn't it?
I think
like grandstands done. Of...
Yeah, there was a... Santo Caruso wrote a book about South Australian sporting venues and grounds and stuff, which was a fantastic idea. Yeah. And, you know, the one of the things I've been looking at recently is doing a little bit of a heritage tour about sporting sites in South Australia. And there's four league football grounds I used to play on. Kensington, where we did our athletics. Yeah. Jubilee at the back of Adelaide University there. That was where Jubilee Oval used to be. Wavell Showgrounds, West Adelaide played there before they got their current ground. And you know Homer Stadium, where the soccer is? That used to be West Highland's home ground back in the early 1910s and 1920s.
Okay, so when you say Kensington, you mean where the Olympic Sports Field was?
Yeah.
That was a footy ground?
It was a footy ground, yeah. Norwood used to play there.
Have you been there recently?
Yeah, the Pembroke
now,
played.
Yeah, it's very different now. They got the cricket, they play cricket there. But at least they've kept the grandstand. They've done it up a little bit. It looks quite nice. And, of course, they've manicured and landscaped the grounds a little bit differently than it was back in the day.
Did you compete there?
I did a few times, yeah.
So did I. I loved it there. It was a great venue.
And it was a good spot.
No, it was. All right, well, so you're going to hold this to me?
I've got it. I've written it down here, black and white, so we'll bring this out at the end of the season and see how you go again.
I'm in trouble.
No, most years you get it pretty right.
So it's another Carlin Lowe Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.